Welcome back, anime enthusiasm, to another episode of Otaku Kingdom Podcast. You know what? Sounds very good. I know. We are your host. Oh, I'm your host. Yeah, I'm your... Don't confuse me. Today, we're going to have a very special anime lineup for you. We bought it for $10 on this store. And I saw it years ago. And I was like, you know what? It's a good time to bring it back. We are going to diving into the action pack, War of Elemental Magic, Family Feuds, and Supernatural Romance. That's right. We are talking about the one and only Kaze no Stigma. Chan, chan, chan. Do you like the background music? Sounds about right. Now, it's a thrilling anime series based on a manga and light novels that will sweep you off your feet with its blend of fantasy, comedy, and intense battles. Not so intense. But still, it's a perfect recipe for a wild ride. So buckle up and get ready.
Why are they gonna buckle up? They're not driving or something.
Well, most people watch videos or listen to podcasts while driving or going to the train. Or if they're in the train, they don't need to buckle up. You're right. Okay. So anyway, I find it a little boring, but the final episodes were very good. Thank you. Now, you're absolutely right. The show centers around Kazuma Yagami. He is an outcast member of the Kanagi family, which is a prestigious clan of fire magic users. And at the beginning, because I forgot about the anime, what it's about, I thought that I was watching something like the Avatar, The Last Airbender, but only using wind and fire. Exactly. You see, the fury protagonist was unjustly banished from his family after being accused for a crime. But don't worry, he's gonna come back after a few years, and now he returns and he's a badass wind mage armed with this power and burning desire for revenge. And he ends up teaming up with Ayano Kanagi, who is a hot-headed girl determined with bitches like her cousin or something. You know what? I really didn't get too well that part. I wasn't paying too much attention. Yeah. Well, the chemistry between the two characters is very electrifying. That's what you get when you electrify. When you what? I'm sorry. That's what you get when you combine wind and fire. Electricity. Okay. And she was also flipping off her underwear all the time. That's fan service, my friend. I could not agree more. Now, speaking of sparks, let's talk about the action sequence in Kaze no Stigma. It's very jaw-dropping battles. Again, from 2007, it was very good. It would leave you on the edge of your seat. Especially, even though there were some elemental clashes, sometimes it would become very strategic magical duels, and this show had it all. The animation, to me, was very sleek. The choreography was very top-notch. And the special effects, even though it's an anime, was very memorizing. Memorizing. That's a word? Yeah, it is. It's just, I Googled it. Why did you say that word? It sounds interesting. You know, people will go like, oh my God, these people are very smart. We don't care. Did you guys care? Answer in the comments. All right. So the storyline was very captivating for me. I very agree with you. It was until the last episode that we actually get to see a villain. We didn't get to see a main villain character. Everything was different side quests on each episode until we actually get to the ending, which was very interesting. The show really goes deep into rooted family politics, struggle with power and betrayal, the consequences of betrayal, and the main characters. No, the side characters. Yeah, the side characters. Let's not forget about them because they really support the main show and the cast.
I think if the supporting cast were not there, it would be a very boring anime because it keeps the humor flowing between them.
Absolutely, yeah. Especially the girls, that one of them was like an investigator. She was like at the school newspaper girl.
Yeah.
But enough about us. What do you think? Grab a popcorn. Dim the light. Why are they gonna dim the light? Well, maybe they watch anime in the dark.
No.
All right, guys. We'll see you next time. Bye.